seeing I put my locker today.
Hello?
The garbage I love is of nails.
Nails
or the maisa, there's two chalokim when it comes to talking about the halachas of nails. And the answer to the first sugya that we're not going to discuss, the halachas of biting nails on Shabbos, because I think the Rebbe over here knows that to bite a nail on Shabbos is badai issa min hatoiva, if you worry about poiskim, we chai skill of anybody that bites his nails on Shabbos. What is that?
We'll do the food afterwards.
See him every day.
You
see him?
Okay.
Send him on the office mails. Now, my boy, like this. We want to discuss a very important halacha. As the kids are on Erev Shabbos, everybody knows that there's a very choshev mitzvah that people have to do, right? And this is brought down the Ma'aseh Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah, that on Erev Shabbos, the Ma'aseh is about 20 things that a person has to do on Erev Shabbos. We're going to discuss one, and maybe we'll get to the other. Maybe we'll get to the other ones. And that is the Ma'aseh, a very choshev mitzvah of cutting one's nails. That the mice is brought down the Shulchan Aruch and Meisamach, that Avadah is a big mitzvah for a person on Erev Shabbos, he must be cutting his nails. Now, when should a person cut his nails? So Al Pi Kabbalah, the mice Al Pi Darach HaShulchan and others, that when do we cut the nails? After Chatzos. People have a mistake, they think I'll do it before Chatzos. Now, it should be done after Chatzos. Why? Because after Chatzos, it's very horrid to Shabbos Kodesh. And the Meila, it's very horrid to Shabbos Kodesh. We want to show that we are doing something for Shabbos. Okay. So Meila, that's what we do. Now, I want to tell you a Maisa Noila. There was a Maisa brought down in the Sefer Chassidim. The Sefer Chassidim brings down that somebody went to Shomayim, and they went to Olam Haba, and they saw somebody in Olam Haba with a green face. They said, I understand you, a bit tzaddik over here. What's the trait? You had a green face.
No.
He said, like this. Because you know what? Because when I was down here, I had very long nails. I don't know what he said, put down in Kabbalah, that a person's long nails is kosher the shikha. He forgets all the things that he learns. A person should not have too long of a nail. A person doesn't know what it means for long. Of the answer. No, women's are much worse. They're much worse. Of a man. The male of his side. I'm girl. What does the Sefer Chassidim say?
Who's
had a green face.
Who's the author of the
Sefer Chassidim? No, it's all the whole Likud, all the different Dachas they did. Api Kabbalah. Who's Api Kabbalah?
What?
Api Kabbalah. Spooky things. That's Shumei Chai. Now, they asked him, why is it that you have a green face? You're very chosh v'yid.
Did you know why?
Because I had long nails in this world. And what happened was, when I was eating my pizza on Motzei Shabbos, and the kids had a piece of cheese got stuck over there in the nails, and then Balan put a hammer, and burgers. And we made it because of that. That's the reason why he had a terrible loyalist in the Sefer Chassidim Shaitan Furish of having a green face.
Stuck between your teeth.
No, it's not stuck between your teeth, it's in the nails.
If it's stuck between your teeth, then you eat pledges.
That's a big problem. You still learn the Boston of Hodoshi, you remember?
Wait. Rambam and
Yashi.
I thought it was between your teeth and sit down there,
Oh, in the Rambam. Very good. Yashi.
Rambam holds
that. What's up?
You
know, I feel like a guy like me is hopeless.
Chas v'sholem, all we have to do is sit and learn. You learn Maisa by the Arizal. Let me tell you, Maisa by the Arizal. People get a little bit despondent. Matzah, you probably know this Maisa, Chasidisha Maisa. Right? There was once a competition, who could make the biggest fire. They decided that one's going to do it at 12 o'clock in the afternoon, one's going to do it at 12 o'clock at night. Mr. Betcher, listen carefully. And the Maisa, 12 o'clock in the afternoon, everybody came to the designated area. Huge bombs, bigger than all the like volume of fires we've ever seen put together. Bigger like the Empire State Building on fire. Because he lit it, everyone said, he must be the winner. Look, I'm a Muskin. This guy must be the winner because it's not right. You can't make anything bigger. Maisa said, no. Come to me in the forest at 12 o'clock at night. He came to me in the forest at 12 o'clock at night. What did he do? He took a match and lit the match. And we light a match in a dark forest. What happens?
Lights up. The whole place lit up.
Not with fire. With light. And they say, he was the winner. You know why? Because when you're in the daylight, you're going to make a huge fire. But if you're at night, you have to make a very small fire and mix a lot of light. Zoom to tell me that anyone in the Hasidic Shavam is like a
lad. Who can make a fire? Now who can make more light?
No. That the Mises of the Eilig Tamid Arisa, in the olden days, by the Chaim Gaon, this one is for you. That if you have Rishonim and Achronim, you have the Mitzvot, you have the Rambam, you have the Bnei Yeshua, you have the Tzadik Yerushalayim. These people have to make huge fires. Bizmaninu Mechaim Gaon, we are living in that little forest. All we have to do is light that little match. And the Mela, we are even better than what they were. Okay, wait, so let me go back. Don't cover the program. Next. Now, after a person cuts his nails, much as you like the one who comes this around the fire with having the marshmallows, it's Hashem. As Ben said, after washing nails, it's a mother, right? Everybody knows, after cutting your nails, what do you have to do, Mr. Blanchard?
No.
Wash your hands. How about if you only cut one? How about if you bite one?
You have to wash your
hands. Says the Chazon Ish, no. If you bite one nail, says the Chazon Ish, you do not have to do anything at the time.
If I bite a few nails, I have to wash hands?
No.
Lama?
If you also bite up, if you go and cut the nail floor,
That's called leaving your body.
And when you pluck your hair from your beard, or from over here, your
haircut, you have to wash your head.
Head cut again! That's what I'm saying, with the scissors, that wash your hair. No, I'm going to say. How about if you cut your kid's nails? Are you required to wash your hands?
No. Maybe because. You give a haircut, you have to wash your hands.
If you're giving haircuts and mushroom hair, haircuts and mushroom hair, we're not getting
haircuts. Why? Do you have gag?
Do you have
a gag in your mouth?
Okay, what's your next?
Leaves his hands tugging on his back.
What happens if a person cannot cut his nails on Erev Shabbos? Mike, I'll have to put you again. You have to cut your nails by biting them. Erev Shabbos, I'm going to bite all my nails.
Cover Shabbos, Kurdish.
Is it working
or not? Yeah, you cover Shabbos.
Why not? He said,
Connor.
What is he saying?
Connor. I asked this question to Rabbi The man's the place can save a person bites his nails, that's not considered to be the mitzvah.
Baptist.
Chaim Gaon is saying a very good smile to Chaim Gaon, and the man is smile. If a person at Erev Shabbos bites his nails, that's the right. What's going to happen if he bites his nails at Erev Shabbos? What happens?
He's
going to do it on Shabbos. No, Sakona! It's Sakona's skila will take you and will kill you! You're going to bite you if you bite your nails on Shabbos! What happens if a person hasn't got time on Erev Shabbos? When should he, the Maisa, cut his nails?
Thursday night.
I want everyone to listen very carefully. It's a very important question over here. Now the Halacha says you should not do it on Thursday. Why not? Because it takes 3 days for nails to grow back again. Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. What's the problem?
It starts growing on the 30th.
What's the problem?
It's not good.
It's just goes on Shabbos.
That's
it goes
on Shabbos.
Oh, goes on Shabbos. What's the Israelite sandwich with a heart? The Maisa, we've had this, you should know many people make this mistake. Many people think that the reason why you can't cut your nails, Mattis, is because it grows on Shabbos. This is not true.
Thursday, you cut it on Thursday.
That's not true. The reason is, like you're saying, that it's in, what's the reason why you cut your nails? Should be nice and short for Shabbos Kodesh. Oh, well, if I do it on Thursday, my family gets the Shabbos and more oil. More nails on Shabbos.
This is not nice. That's the case. That's the reason why I'm going to do it on Wednesday. Oh, but the mice is not true. If a person can't do it on Friday, he can do it on Thursday.
Sunday,
the Shabbat.
It's time to go back.
Already, I'm saying. They already started on the Shabbos. Listen, did you know?
They
started already on Shabbos.
It was awesome.
What, why they,
3 days. Three days.
Friday, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday.
You did it on Friday?
Yeah.
Sit down, come on.
I'm just saying, whatever.
Same for today's thing. Okay, I'm going to say next. Mr. Laguda, Baruch Hashem, we have someone in the shit typing out the whole shit. Gavaldik, you want to print out the oil of our
knives.
There you go. Right, are you allowed to cut your fingers and your toes on the same day? A younger man came to me, you should know. A younger man came to me. A younger man came to me on a Thursday night. And he told me that his wife wants him to cut his fingernails and his toenails now.
Tonight.
And he got the fly shit counter. Now he wants to know if that onion he can use for Isa. This is Rabbi Isa Yungamani in this yeshiva. But anyway, Anyway. Rabbi Zai, we do not cut the fingers and the toes on the same day. Matis,
yes.
So when do we do the nails?
Thursday.
When do we do the toenails?
Wednesday.
Friday. Again.
It's Tuesday.
Thursday. Yeah, go. Get me out of here. Toenails on.
Wednesday.
Sabbath.
Thursday.
Why? Well, because you're not meant to do it on the same day!
How long is the toenail?
We're going to say this and this. What?
That's the same day. You should know the fingers and the toes on the same day.
What's the big deal? What's the big deal?
I always do this.
What are we passing?
Now let's go.
Make up
the name
again.
right?
What becomes Friday? You didn't do either one yet. You forgot.
It's a mocker. But the message, the issue is the hands.
Rabbi, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
If a guy forgot to cut both of his nails
Okay, I'm going to say next. Yeah, the question is for you on the test, 200 shekel coming up. What test coming up? Test coming up very soon. Surprise test, I'm going to say. I don't know, I'm going to go out the test and see what I'm holding. Okay, I'm going to say, in seven order for cutting your nails, the Mishnah Brura, the Mogen Avraham, and our points in the Rav Shulchan Aruch, they all say that a manual person shouldn't do it in the same order. If you do it, it's a tremendous sakana. Tremendous sakana. It leads to a needle. It leads to shemirachim. What's going to happen to this fellow if he does it? Oh, big kabbalah. We don't do it in order. What does that mean? Says the Mishnah Brura. Hallelujah, my side. Listen, guys, what is it? What's that? I know. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Right? Wait a minute. Hallelujah.
What if you only have four fingers? I know about that.
Oh, so the Wizard said that he's not Macbeth on this one. What's the deal? Danny, which has first? Left. Now, first, the Heiliger Rizal, who was the god of all the Sakonas, said that he was not Macbeth on this, and they brought the Achronim Bingdal, that the Heiliger Rizal, who was the Abi Avoy of all the Sakonas in you every single day in Kabbalah, cold, and he was never Macbeth on this.
So it could be a massive mocking to be makel. If a person doesn't do it in that order, he doesn't remember the order, he forgets. Chas v'sholem, he shouldn't be scared, he shouldn't be nervous. Oh, but Esther, the reason was not Macbeth, the Mishnah Brura passed, and that's how we passed in Halacha. The person has to know that if you're the Mishnah Brura, it's vada'i problem. A person should be doing it in that order. Come again,
Baita. What's the date?
Why is it a sakana?
How about the toes? But what do you say? He's not on the toes! He said about the Chasin Ish.
Because in the Etzem of the calendar,
it was used to be every week the same thing. Every Tuesday, if you say Parashat Amon, it's the school of Kabbalasa.
Yeah.
So they put the comma in the wrong place.
Right.
And the guy, instead of writing every single Parashat Shlishi, every single Yom Shlishi, you say the Parashat, blah, 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 so because they put the comma in the wrong place. And the chap, that what happened over the years, the calendar came out, that it was really, no, it wasn't every single, it was the week of the Tuesday of Parashat, blah, 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 that's how it came out. But it's a tremendous mistake. There's no Indian Be'etzim, I'll pay all the scholars. There's no Indian Bechal Daska that week. It's every single week on a Tuesday you say, so you should just know that. I don't know. But it's a Kaddishah, let's put this over to a Bechal Daska.
It's
a Kaddishah. Well, it's Kaddishah, it's accepted as that. I know a guy, I know a guy from job. I spoke to a fellow. He told me he'd been looking for a Chavusha to teach for a money, for a price, for a tutor, for months. Tuesday he said it, that afternoon he got a phone call. He got a Chavusha for you. Ah, my sister. Okay, well, so let me go back.
Last week.
Last week. You can do it this Tuesday also. If you forgot, do it this Tuesday also. Do it this Tuesday also. And next Tuesday. Morning, good luck. Roberto, we have to finish in 2 more minutes. Outweighing the Americans here by side. Slowly, surely, the Americans and the Indians.
50-50.
Okay, by side. What should a person do with the nails? Now, basically, you have to know this is very important. There's many things that Chazal tell us that you have to get rid of. And if you don't get rid of it, it's a big danger. I'll give you an example, a placenta. Anyone knows what a placenta is?
Sure.
Placenta is something that the baby grows, the sac that the baby grows in. The Gemara says, if you don't bury it, the baby gets cold.
We don't bury none of it.
Oh. So I was in Shara Sedek, Moch Hashem, Moch Hashem, and I spoke to the nurses over there, to my father would bury it. In Shara Sedek, they bury every single one.
I don't believe it.
What is that? What
is that?
What is that? He's a chosid. If he takes his nails and he buries them, he's a tzaddik. If he throws them and he's all over the place, he's a rasha. I can tell you, you should know the stipler. The Eilid stipler in Kehilas Yaakov, in I think Baba Kama Simonot, has a whole chew over there. And he wants to tell you what happens if a person puts his nails on the floor and the Gemara in Midas says what? It says the kind of a person that's pregnant, she's going to walk over it, she's going to have a hapalah, she's going to have a miscarriage, the baby's going to come out. Can you take this person to Beis Din?
Yeah, we don't.
Can you take this person to Beis Din and say, you owe me money to my blood?
You're not taking a woman walking in her yeshiva.
Oh, very good. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the matter is Galalei. Says the Mishnah Berurah in a Beis Medrash. In a Beis Medrash is different. Why? Because especially you haven't got women walking around. However, the Mishnah is another eater. If you sweep them, they only have a problem walking with it in the water. Right. Sweep it afterwards. That's going to be eater. Oh, so nice. You want to be a chassid? Want to be a tzaddik? Rabbi Scheinberg Paskins, that if you take the nails and you throw them down the toilet, it equals burning, and therefore you're a chassid. That's a big chiddush, because whenever a person will chayim it, Mr. Karelis, the Bemush, the Bemush, the Bemush, they all say, oh, what do you mean? What does it mean to burn it? To burn it! Right, the Chazanish moves over.
Why not? If you have paid.
What the Chazanish do? The Chazanish should accept, collect all his kudels together, burn it with the chomets! Burn it with the chomets! Yeah, I don't know. But if another person has to know anything we stand over here, very important.
Is it a Russia?
Okay, no, not a Russia.
But if you do it in a door where there's no pregnant women, you're still a Russia?
They bring that on Kabbalah. When you go up there, basically listen very carefully. You have to send you down to collect every single one of your nails that you drop. Okay, my side. Very important. A person has to know to get rid of his nail. He should not be keeping his nail. This is about a problem. The person will be initially keeps them. That's what Chazan is.
Down the sink.
I should say it's called them. Down the toilet. Okay, so we're finished now. Tomorrow we must start the levels of two.